Welcome to the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction. I'm Kate McNally, host of The Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio. We're really glad you're here for the Tupelo Public Radio Project. For the next hour, I'll be your host as we explore acoustic music with some of the most talented and accomplished musicians performing today. Tonight, our guest is Chris Smither. Born in Miami during World War II, Chris Smither grew up in New Orleans, where he first started playing music as a child, son of a Tulane University professor. He was taught the rudiments of instrumentation by his uncle on his mother's ukulele. In his early 20s, he headed to Boston, where he created lifelong friendships with many musicians, including Bonnie Raitt, who went on to record his songs Love Me Like a Man and I Feel the Same. By the way, their friendship has endured, with Bonnie guest appearing on his Train Home album. And more recently, she invited him to support one of her dates on her current Slipstream tour. He's recorded with other greats, too, like the late Lowell George from Little Feat, the great Dr. John. His 14th album is called $100 Valentine on the Signature Sounds label. Again, please welcome Chris Smither.
Hey. No, you look great. You sound great. That's what I was waiting for. Thinking is the measure of how much I need a clue. I'm still flying blind, hoping I might find a way to stop my thinking and open up my mind. I don't see too clearly, I wish you'd show me how. Seeing is believing, I believe I need it now. It comes as no surprise, I can't analyze my usual refusal to open up my eyes. Yeah, my feelings hurt me plenty. Not feeling hurts me more. Feelings got me kneeling down, wounded to the core. Not feeling's got its charms. You find out who it harms when your lover soon discovers you can't open up your arms. It's like being in a prison, you just lock yourself inside. Limited perspective, even with eyes open wide. But I can't walk no more through scenes I've seen before. Why don't you come to me, bring a key, open up the door. It's just love, it's a puzzle, of that there is no doubt. You can't do nothing with it, and you sure can't do without. Can't learn your part, and you don't know where to start till you quit all your questions and open up your heart. One small suggestion, quit your questions. Open up, boy, open up your heart. Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Well, I got a bunch of new songs to play for you. A bunch of old ones, too, but we'll get to some of them. New record's out. You can buy it if you want. If that sort of thing interests you. It always interests me a great deal. But... All right, well, let's see. Okay, here's a new one. Got a preacher on the corner, he been talking about the devil, but the world's heating up on a whole other level. If you don't want to know it, just listen. If you know it, just a matter of time before we all gonna blow it through a hole in the sky. What a way to die. And we will die. But you can't get to heaven unless you know the score. Or if you don't know nothing, what'd you tell me for? I was better off dumb, sucking my thumb, trying to fit the large into the medium. You tell me fake it till you make it, but it just don't help me none. Secret, you can go ahead and shout it. It's in all the papers. You can read all about it on the front page. The story of the age to keep us all free. They're gonna put us in a cage with a fence on the border to maintain order and the minimum wage. To find space for all you gotta know just to keep your life together. And if you don't wanna throw out your baby with the bath, you gotta make room. But if you do the math, you'll find out soon enough you gotta clean up, and that's tough. Well, the first thing to go is that life is fair. Second is you're gonna be a millionaire without working too hard. Lunch is free, that ain't in the cards. That's number three. Drain your brain, baby, make a little room for me. Just drain your brain, make a little room for me. Can't you drain your brain, make a little room for me? Oh, thanks. That was for the radio audience. Well, here's one that my mother would have hated. Come with me, I'll guarantee you're the best time you ever had. Ain't no hurry, don't you worry. I ain't evil, I'm just bad. Do you have a taste of danger? It suits me if you do. Call me stranger, I'm just like you. If you listen to your mama, you won't never have no fun. I ain't denying she's been trying, but she can't see how it's done. Those little shivers out of favor with everything that she don't understand. Come on, baby, do yourself a favor. If I played a song like that for my mother, she just would have looked at me. Then she'd say, "Oh, Christopher." Then she'd say, "Can't you play me something sweet? Oh, play me a love song." I'd say, "Mama, that was a love song." Here's a blues number for you. It sounds like an ancient piece, but it's only about 6 months old. I just wrote it. But as soon as you hear the guitar introduction, you'll say, "I've heard this song 1,000 times." And you'd be right. There's a reason for that. It's a good way to write a song. But I haven't written one like this in years and years. See what I mean? I know you know that we're through. I know you know what you got to do. Knowing it, showing it's just a part of it. But I got a clue. It ain't what I know that makes me blue. What I thought I knew. I lost a lot of things before you came. I know that losing, that's just part of the game. And I'm sure I'll lose more. But all the same, it ain't what I lost that makes me sad. It's what I thought I had. Well, it is what it is. Let it go. It ain't what it was, that's for sure. Things will be what they'll be in spite of me or you, even though it ain't what it is, it's such a sin. It's what it might have been. For it is what it is, just let it go. It ain't what it was, now we know. Things will be what they'll be in spite of me or you, even though it ain't what it is, it's such a sin. It's what it might have been.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
What was the name of that one?
What It Might Have Been.
What It Might Have Been. What a great tune.
Thank you.
I just love that line. It's a six-month-old song, and you said, it's what I thought I had. It's not something about being sad. It's what I thought I had. What a great line.
Thanks.
Where do you come up with these things?
That'd be telling.
You know, you don't want to tell.
If I knew, how I come up with them, I'd probably be a lot more successful,
If you had the formula.
I don't know, You just sit there and hope.
I just love that line. Six-month-old song, and you heard it right here. A note about what's happening on the stage here. The people in our radio audience can't see it, but he's got this little board, and that's what you're keeping time with, and the timing is infectious. Don't you feel like you want to start tapping your foot along with Chris Smither when you hear that sound? Where did you get the idea to mic a board under your feet to keep time?
Well, I've always tapped my feet, and the first 20 years of my career, I had to put up with producers who kept telling me, don't do that, in the studio. But it was, it came a point, and I can't remember exactly when, but it was probably 20 years ago, or 25, something like that, when a peculiar phenomenon made itself apparent to me, which was that I would be having a really good time backstage, waiting to go on, and feeling very comfortable and sort of in the pocket and no trouble finding my groove. And I'd get on stage, and the whole thing would fall apart. And I couldn't figure out why until finally it dawned on me that every time it fell apart, the stage was carpeted. And I couldn't feel my feet. I couldn't hear them. And I explained that to my manager, and she said, well, it'd probably be a good idea for the audience to hear it too. If you can't, if you need to hear it that much, then let's make sure we can hear it. We'll put a mic on them. and we did, and everything changed for the better. It took off. I'm not even aware of what I'm doing. I've had drummers come up to me and say, that was a really interesting little pattern you were doing on such and such a song, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Chris Smither. Chris, can you tell us a little bit about your literary endeavors? I'd love to know more about your contribution to the 60 Things to Do When You Turn 60.
Oh, that was a little essay. There was originally a book called 50 Things to Do When You Turn 50, and it was sort of a middling success. I mean, nobody was in it for the money, but it had some really interesting people writing in it, and kind of people I like to be associated with, so that everybody will think I'm that smart, I guess. And then, lo and behold, out of a clear blue sky, the editors called me up and asked me if I'd like to contribute. I think they read that I was turning 60, and they were doing another edition of 60 Things to Do When You're 60. And I had just adopted a baby girl with my wife from China. And so I wrote an essay about becoming a parent at 60 for the first time. And how it was not nearly as treacherous as people feared. Or even as treacherous as I feared.
So how's that working out for you?
Oh, gosh, she's 8 years old now. She runs my life. You know, I'm sure there's very few people in this room that aren't familiar with that phenomenon. You know, she's going into the third grade. Wow. She's beautiful. Of course, I would say that. You know. Yeah. And she's just... you know, they quickly become the focus of almost everything you do. And I'm no exception.
So what about the other collection that you made a contribution to? You wrote a story about Leroy Purcell.
Leroy, yeah. Well, that was a short story. That was editors that got together, people who like this kind of music, you know, all kinds of singers and songwriters. And they had the idea that it would be interesting to get songwriters to write a short story, something a little longer than 3 minutes. So they asked me. And I really wanted to do it because it meant that they would impose a deadline and I might actually get it done. So I did it. And it's doing pretty well. They made a movie score out of it. I don't know if the movie will ever get done, but at least they're paying me for the options.
Well, I know you read a lot, Chris. What's on your bedstand right now? What
are
you
My
reading?
iPad. let's see, what am I reading now? Oh, I know. It's Richard Ford, Canada. Well, among other things. But Steven Pinker, The Better Angels of Our Nature. And it's not exactly deep, deep stuff, but it makes me fall asleep.
Chris Smither is our guest at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction, Vermont. How about some more music?
Sure. Here's the title song from this new production. This is called $100 Valentine. That's what Mr. Obama got from the Supreme Court a few weeks ago. Tell me why yet a moment you're gone. I can't see anymore. That sun is rising, but it just don't shine. There ain't no light through my door. I flip my switches, but I don't turn on. There ain't a flicker, baby. I got no juice today. I had a lighter in my carry-on, but the airline took it away. Well, it ain't just my sight that you stole. My heart's been missing a beat. My wheels are spinning, but they just don't roll. I'm standing dead on my feet. I can't go out, baby, I can't stay home. I'm crying showers, yeah, my mind's a hurricane. I called a taxi about an hour ago, but I think he's lost in the rain. Mind is humming, but my heart won't sing. Baby, can't you please come home? I got time on my hands, I got you on my mind. I got a heart that's beating like $100 Valentine. I know you told me you'd be home by four, but I just can't take it no more. Yeah, I know you told me you'd be home by four.
but I just can't take it no more. Thank you. Inside, I got nothing left to hide. Take me as I am, not what I want to be. Why, we'll never know. We passed that long ago. Is and was is all we ever gonna be. But he's almost shade down by the river. Feels the breath that makes him shiver. Takes a breath and makes it dive alone. But the dead don't get no vacation down in that subway station. The only break they take is to the bone, and they're waiting on a train to take them home. Just waiting on a train to take them home. I don't think I see much of anything for me in visions of the past or the ever after. Now is what can be, all the rest is wait and see. Those prophets never hear that cosmic laughter. Gypsies and their wagons rolling never hear those death bells tolling. They never take no notice of the tone. Yeah, but I do, my pulse beats quicker. Scornful laughs and knowing snickers stop my heart and sink it like a stone. I'm waiting on a train to take me home. I'm just waiting on a train, yeah, to take me home. This ain't what it seems. No, it's not the stuff of dreams. Nothing is as clear as this confusion. That's somewhat welcome news, as there is no way to lose, because what isn't real is genuine illusion. And it's all about that graveyard dancing. Some sit still, some still prancing. Some get between them in a zone. Well, there's nothing left to give them cover, but they can't even see each other. They just step and stumble on their own. They're waiting on a train to take them home. Yeah, they're waiting on a train. I'm waiting on a train. We are waiting on that train to take us home. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Well, here's one. I'll play you one that I didn't write. This is by Dave Carter, a great favorite of mine. Unfortunately, no longer with us. He died way too young. I could have easily taken another 20 years of songs from him, but here's one of his that I should have written myself. I can't believe he beat me to this song. It's just such a perfect Christmas song.
Mama raised me on riddles and trances, fat back, channel cat, lily white lies, all wrapped up in a gym crack fancy. I never met Papa, I never asked why. People said Papa wasn't no account anyway. People said Papa was a rolling stone. I turned 20 on the walk of my throughway, headed up river in the dark, alone. I've been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. I hooked up with a carny, a little out of Memphis, slaving in a sideshow, pennies in a jar, beetle-eyed jokers, Hicktown princes, rhinestone rubies, and rubber cigars. I wrestled me a gator up in Omaha City. I done me another down in New Orleans. Tangled with the barker, run off with the kitty. Crawled to Mississippi, and I got away clean. I've been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. Underneath the levee in a cattail thicket, down in the shadows of a shady grove, there's a thatched roof rising from a poke fence picket, and a white smoke billows from a coal black stove. Inside the house is the hall of mirrors. Inside the mirror is the temple of sin. Inside the temple is the face of Mama. Mama, she knows where I've been. Mama knows exactly where this bad boy been. Sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man. I've been sleeping with a stranger in a no-name town. Thanksgiving dinner at the Top Hat Lounge. Christmas Eve at the Fantasy Town. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy on the crocodile man.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction with Chris Smither. So you recorded Crocodile Man, didn't you? Didn't you put that on one of your
albums? Oh, yeah. I've been doing that for quite a few years now.
You're right. It sounds like a Smither tune to me.
Yeah.
Any other tunes out there that you think you should have written?
Most of the million sellers, yeah.
Well, your new album, $100 Valentine, is the first all-original album for you. Why did it take you so long to do an original album?
You know, I always like to do, a good sort of double handful of new songs. And then I like to look around, you know, and do songs either that I've, you know, had in my mind for a long time or songs particularly songs that I've always liked and always felt like I could do something different with, slightly different, you know, just bring something new to it. And I always like the notion of showing people, you know, these are the people that I like, you know, and usually they're pretty well known, you know, so I can say I'm with him. And this time, you know, I had finished a bunch of original tunes, and I was starting to look around for a couple of covers to do, and David Goodrich, Goody, my producer, said, "Why don't you cover yourself?" And I said, "Why? What are you thinking?" And he says, "Well," he says, "you got all these songs, lots of them other people have recorded, and people haven't heard you sing them for a long time." So, and I said, "Like what?" And of course, he had a list as long as his arm of stuff that he would like to hear me do, and so that's what we did.
Want to tell us a little bit about the books that helped you out on the album?
There's Goody. You know, I can't do much without him in the studio.
He's a musician also, isn't he?
Oh, he's a wonderful musician, wonderful guitar player, wonderful lot of players. He's actually a really good drummer, and nobody even knows that. And he's and you can't let him near a piano, you know, because he'll just sit there and play the piano all day, and you don't get anything done. But he and I have worked out a really nice working relationship over the last 4 or 5 records, and he trusts me to come up with songs that don't suck, and, and I trust him to come up with, you know, arrangements that don't make me cringe, and, you know, and we sort of let each other go our own way and get together, and we really have fun. Billy Conway is on drums on this record. Billy's a veteran. I mean, he played with a Massachusetts band called Treat Her Right for years, a wonderful band, and then he was the drummer for Morphine. And now he lives in Montana. It's hard to get him. Hard to get a hold of him. You can catch him on his cell phone if the tractor is on top of the ridge. You know, it's one of those things. He's one of the most comfortable drummers I've ever worked with. He almost understands my grooves before I show him. You know, he can almost correct me if I get off on the wrong sort of rhythmic hook. And he'll say, no, man, that song should go like this. And he'll be right. You know, it'll be the way I used to do it before I forgot how. And then Jimmy Fitting on harmonica. And if there was one thing I was dubious about on this record when Goody started talking about it, it was harmonica, because harmonica is one of these instruments that's extremely easy to play very badly and very difficult to do well. Fortunately, Jimmy Fitting is unbelievable, and he can do anything with a harmonica. It's just the most amazing thing, and I hadn't barely knew him. I only sort of knew of him. Basically, I knew the name. And he came in the studio and worked on the first two songs that he worked on. And I went in and I said, "Holy smokes." I just couldn't believe it. It was so good. Well, buy the record, you know, you'll see. And then backup vocals, Anita Suhanen. And she's worked with me before on a couple of records, but never quite so extensively as on this one. And she's one of the finest musicians I ever met in my life. And I was talking to some folks earlier and saying, you know, my whole life I had trouble, you know, thinking of singers as musicians. And it's a common error, you know, but Anita is the most accomplished musician, I think, in general. The most incredibly thorough knowledge of harmony and chord structure, everything that you could possibly meet. I mean, she can sing anything. She can sound like a million different people, and she can sound like herself, which is the way I like it.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. We're at the Tupelo Hall in White River Junction, Vermont, with Chris Smither. How about some more music?
More music. You know, I just dropped by to say hello. I'd have thought you might have let me know if you were feeling all right, if you might be just a little low. It's like you almost had a lot to say, but if you don't, I guess it's still okay. You can make up your mind just like you make up your bed every day. You know we're dancing on the edge of the stage. It won't be long before we fall. The dance is the thing. The fall just brings us the news that we don't get no curtain call. They got a clown down here wearing baggy clothes, big mustache, a bigger nose. He does what he does, it's easy because he's what he knows. He never needed a plan for life. He lives on that edge and he just cuts like a knife through the funny bone of his own little slice of life. Funny ain't a joke to him. It's the heart and soul of all he'll be. From the small realized to the big surprise, it isn't funny till it happens to me. Oh yeah. Keep your spirits up, dream your dream. How's that working for you? I don't mean to put it down, but it sounds like it's bound to fall short in the long run. That's just the Holy Ghost and the Holy Grail. That ain't a lot to keep you out of jail. I would have thought what they taught you in school would have made you the strong one. What about the here? What about the now? Who's pitching for the great I am? All right, maybe not so great, but it's never too late to take a stand. To say I'm here, I belong. I don't have to prove anything to anyone. And if I don't want to move, I don't have to. What's that say to you? I got my star clothes on, they're made of starry stuff. So am I, boy, that should be enough to tell you where I came from and where I'm going to. To tell you where I came from and where I'm going to. Thank you. All right. Time for a little educational piece. This is one I've been playing for a few years now. It's a brief overview of human beginnings. This is called Origin of Species, which is not an original title, of course. Anyway, it starts with the Bible in the garden and moves on to the flood and then picks up with Charles Darwin, personal favorite of mine, and Watson and Crick. It's the whole shooting match in about 3 minutes. So you have to listen up. I have to tell you this. You know, I saw this piece, I guess it was almost a year ago. I can't get over it, in the New York Times. It said that 40% of Americans do not believe in evolution. It's a miracle we're doing as well as we are. Of course, I made the mistake of announcing that little piece of trivia at a show I was doing in West Virginia. Big part of the 40% lived there. I was down in the lobby after the show, you know, just sort of chit-chatting and shaking hands and signing a few CDs, and this woman came up to me. And said, well, the first thing she said was that she really enjoyed the show, so that was nice. And then she looks at me like I was an alien of some sort. She says, you don't really believe in evolution, do you? And I said, heavens, no. I said, evolution is not something you believe in. Evolution is something you either know about or you don't. You know? She wasn't impressed with that either. So. Eve told Adam, snakes, I've had them. Let's get out of here. Go raise his family someplace out of town. They left the garden just in time with the landlord cussing right behind. They headed east. They finally settled down. One thing led to another. A bunch of sons, one killed his brother. They kicked him out with nothing but his clothes. But the human race survives, 'cause those brothers all found wives. But where they came from, ain't nobody knows. Then came the flood, go figure, just like New Orleans, only bigger. No one who could not swim would make it through. All the luckier ones were on the boat, think circus, and just make it float. I hope nobody pulls the plug on you. How they fed their crowd is a mystery. It ain't down in the history, but it's essentially did not live on cakes and jam. Lions don't eat cabbage, and in spite of that old adage, you will never see one lie down with a lamb. Well, you might, but the lamb does not get a good night's sleep. Charles Darwin looked so far into the way things are that he caught a glimpse of God's unfolding plan. God said, I'll make some DNA, they'll use it any way they want, from paramecium right up to man. Yes, they'll have sex, they'll mix up sections of their code and have mutations. The whole thing works like clockwork over time. I'll just sit back in the shade while everyone gets laid. That's what I call intelligent design. Yes, you and your cat named Felix, you both wrapped up in that double helix. It's what we call intelligent design. Nice.
This is the Tupelo Public Radio Project. I'm Kate McNally from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in White River Junction, Vermont, with Chris Smither. Chris, the tune Origin of Species, was that on the Leave the Light On album?
Or was I think it was.
Tim O'Brien helped you out
that's
on
right.
That?
Oh, yeah, because Tim O'Brien sings on it or plays mandolin. I can't remember.
So many great albums that you've done. So what's next? I mean, you just got this, the new one, the $100 Valentine album. Going to do a movie, create another album, just write some more songs. What's on your plan?
Well, I'm not done. Not yet. You know, there's probably another. there's at least another record, you know, for sure. Because I've already got ideas. I mean, it's... So there's no point in stopping at this point. You know. My dad always used to ask me that. How long are you going to keep doing this? And I would say, well, I hate to quit just when it's starting to pay off. You know.
I think we have time for one more song, Chris. Is there something special that you'd like to play?
Oh, I'll play. I got one here. We were talking about my little girl. This is one that I wrote. Well, actually, that's not really true. She wrote it. When I first came back from China with her, all my friends were aghast. You know, they said, Chris, you know what you're getting into? I said, probably not. And they said, this is going to ruin your songwriting, man. I said, what are you talking about? They said, we've seen this happen a dozen times. He says, perfectly good songwriters become parents. And spend the rest of their careers churning out maudlin crap about their children. I said, that's not going to happen to me. And it didn't. However, here's one that she wrote. She actually did write about half of this, you know. I just took notes on some of the things that she would say. And I thought for a long time she didn't realize that until she started asking me about royalties. It was... Where does the daytime go when I'm asleep at night? To the other side of the world, they're all in the light. But how do they sleep at all if they've got sunshine in their eyes? They don't. They go to bed about the time you rise. If they sleep while I'm awake, when do we talk to them? What time do they eat? How do we know when? 'Cause if today here is tomorrow there, can that be so? I don't know. Were you as big as you are now when I was born? I've been this big a long time, that's why my face is worn. Yes, but were you ever little? And if so, where was I? Yes, I was, but you weren't anywhere or anywhere. How could I be nowhere if I'm here today? Nothing is just nothing, so who showed me the way? And if something comes from nothing, then what makes it grow? Please, I don't know. Who's got all the answers if it isn't you? No one's got them all, though some will say they do. If they try to fool me, then what should I say? You know, if you're just polite, they usually go away. What's the dumbest question that ever there could be? The only dumb ones are the ones that you don't ask of me. And the wisest answer's one you learned long time ago. I don't know. Yeah, the wisest answer's one you learned a long time ago. I don't know.
been listening to the Tupelo Public Radio Project, a joint project of New Hampshire Public Radio and the Tupelo Music Hall. I'm Kate McNally, host of the Folk Show on New Hampshire Public Radio, and thanks for joining us tonight. You can find out more information about this series on the Folk Show page of nhpr.org. A special thanks to Chris Smither.
Thank you.
Monday on Word of Mouth, novelist Chris Cleave from Writers on a New England Stage. The best-selling author of Little B talks about his new book, Gold, a story of friendship, ambition, and fierce athletic competition culminating at the London 2012 Olympics. I'm Virginia Prescott. Word of Mouth goes for gold with Chris Cleave, Monday at noon and again at 9 on NHPR.
Our forecast calling for some clouds on the overnight tonight. Temperatures likely to be in the 60s around most of the state, 50s in the north, though. Tomorrow we'll have partly to mostly sunny skies statewide. There's going to be a very slight chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm west of Concord and Manchester. High temperatures will be in the upper 70s to near 80 to the north and a low to mid-80s elsewhere. Our forecast for Tuesday, calling for partly sunny skies. There's a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures about 77 to 82 degrees. And then Wednesday, we have a mix of sun and clouds expected with the possibility for some showers and thunderstorms. Support for NHPR comes from you, our members, and the Flying Monkey Performance Center in Plymouth, presenting the Cowboy Junkies on August 3rd and Joan Osborne on August 18th. Tickets, flyingmonkeynh.com. And Lakes Region Community College, offering real-world skills in high-demand fields like energy services, fire science, automotive and marine technology, IT, and more. LRCC.edu. And New Hampshire Coffee Company, providing businesses freshly filtered water with the Ion Water Cooler and single-serving, environmentally friendly coffee pods, nhcoffee.com. Well, we're wrapping up the Folk Show for this edition on a Sunday evening. I hope you'll join us again next Sunday night for the Folk Show, Sunday nights 7 to 10 on NHPR. Also, I want to remind you to check us out on Facebook. It's NHPR Folk. And next Sunday night during the 9 o'clock hour, we'll have a visit with Bob McCarthy. We'll be talking about his new album called Wounded Mercy and Sudden Light. Thanks again to Doug and all the folks at the Tupelo and White River Junction for making the Tupelo Public Radio Project possible. Art of the Song is on the way next here at the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio, WEVO Concord, 89.1, WEVS Nashua, 88.3, WEVH Hanover, 91.3, WEVN Keene, 90.7, WEVC Gorham, 107.1, WEVJ Jackson, 99.5, WEVF Colebrook, 90.3, and WEVQ Littleton, 91.9, and online at nhpr.org. Thanks again for hanging out with me here at the stations of New Hampshire Public Radio and the Folk Show. Be safe. Stay well. Hey, what do you say we do this again sometime? Art of the Song is on the way next.